morning, everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Today, we're diving into some cyber attack stories.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that are so wild, they might just make you think twice before picking up your office phone.
Really?
Yeah, so get ready for a triple dose of cyber mayhem.
All right.
Because we've got tales of hijacked phones, a tech giant under siege, and a sporting goods company playing hide-and-seek with hackers.
Sounds like a packed agenda.
Yeah. So first up, we have a story about hackers using seemingly innocent office phones to launch attacks.
Correct.
I know it sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but this new variant of the infamous Mirai botnet, dubbed Aquabot V3, is turning internet-connected phones into weapons.
Ah, Mirai, that name. Sends shivers down the spines of security professionals everywhere.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Mirai basically creates an army of zombie devices.
Right.
Think computers, routers, and now phones.
Wow.
These infected devices become puppets for hackers, carrying out their malicious commands without the owners even knowing.
Right. And in this case, the puppet master, Aquabot V3, is targeting a vulnerability in vital internet-connected phones.
Okay.
So it's exploiting what's called a command injection flaw, essentially sneaking in malicious code through a back door and taking control of the phone.
Interesting. So what's the goal here? To, like, listen in on conversations or steal contact lists?
Well, no, not really. It's not really about eavesdropping or stealing your contacts.
Okay.
This is about creating a distributed denial of service weapon.
A DDoS cannon, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. A DDoS cannon. So imagine a website being bombarded with so much traffic that it just collapses under the pressure.
Right.
That's a DDoS attack.
Right.
And these compromised phones become the foot soldiers in that digital assault.
So these seemingly harmless office phones are turned into weapons of mass digital disruption.
Exactly. And the really concerning part is that the vulnerability they're exploiting isn't new.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a patch available. But unfortunately, many organizations just don't prioritize updating their phone firmware.
I see. It's kind of like neglecting to change the locks on your doors even after, you know, there's been a break-in in the neighborhood.
Exactly. I mean, who really thinks about updating their office phone,
right? You got that right.
But this is a prime example of how overlooking those seemingly minor updates can have major consequences.
Absolutely. It's often those overlooked details that come back to bite you in the digital world.
Yeah. And what makes Aquabot V3 particularly intriguing is the potential inclusion of a new feature.
Oh.
Called report_kill.
Report_kill, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, and this function essentially helps the hackers monitor the health of their botnet.
Ah, so they can see which of their digital soldiers are still alive and kicking, so to speak.
Exactly. Identifying which devices are still under their control and which ones have been neutralized.
So it's like they're running a digital roll call to make sure their zombie army is ready for action.
That's seriously creepy.
It is a little unsettling, isn't it?
Imagine a hacker sitting in their basement, checking off a list of infected phones.
It's like something out of a dystopian sci-fi film.
So this brings me to a question for you, our listeners. Have you ever updated the firmware on your work phone?
Good question. I think it's time for a lot of us to check on that after the show.
Yeah, you might want to check on that after the show. Just saying.
It's a good reminder that even the most mundane devices can be turned against us in the wrong hands.
For sure. Now, moving on to our second story today, let's talk about Tata Technologies.
Yeah.
A major Indian tech giant that recently found themselves in the crosshairs of a ransomware attack. Now, ransomware is essentially digital extortion. Hackers encrypt your files, lock you out of your own systems, and then demand a ransom to give you back the keys.
It's like the digital equivalent of holding your data hostage.
Yeah, exactly. So Tata Technologies, they're a big player in India's tech scene.
For sure.
They're involved in everything from automotive design to aerospace engineering. So an attack like this can have significant ripple effects.
Absolutely. Their work touches so many industries, any disruption could have far-reaching consequences.
And while Tata was able to restore their systems from backups, they did experience disruptions to some of their IT services.
But even with backups, there's still a significant impact.
Yeah, and it's a stark reminder that even large, sophisticated companies with resources aren't immune to these attacks.
It's like a wake-up call that no one is truly invulnerable in this digital landscape.
Exactly. And this story is still unfolding. The investigation is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And as of now, No group has stepped forward to claim responsibility.
Oh, wow. So it's a real mystery then?
Yeah, it's like a real-life cyber thriller, complete with intrigue and unanswered questions.
You got that right. We'll have to keep an eye on this one and see how it develops.
Absolutely. And adding to the intrigue, this isn't Tata's first rodeo with cyber attacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in 2022. Tata Power, another company within the Tata Group, was hit by the Hive ransomware gang.
Hive, another name that sends shivers down the spine.
Right, so they've been on the radar of cyber criminals before.
It seems like they've been targeted before. Perhaps there are some vulnerabilities that need to be addressed.
Yeah, possibly. Now, here's a critical point to consider. Even if Tata managed to stop the encryption process, there's a good chance that data was stolen before they could shut it down.
A double whammy. First they lock you out, then they threaten to leak your data if you don't pay up.
Exactly. This is a common tactic in ransomware attacks.
A double whammy, if you will.
Yeah, double whammy. So first they lock you out of your data, and then they threaten to leak it if you don't pay up.
It's a nasty game they're playing.
It's a chilling thought. Your sensitive information being held hostage in the digital underworld.
It really makes you think about the value of our data and the lengths criminals will go to exploit it.
Right. And this begs a bigger question. What happens when a company responsible for critical infrastructure, think power grids, transportation systems, gets hit with ransomware?
Oh, wow.
The potential for widespread disruption is enormous.
It really underscores the interconnectedness of our world and how a single cyber attack can have far-reaching consequences.
Absolutely.
It's a wake-up call to prioritize cybersecurity across all sectors, not just in the tech industry.
For sure. And speaking of vulnerabilities, our final story today takes us to the world of sporting goods, where Mizuno USA found themselves playing an unwelcome game of hide-and-seek with hackers.
Ooh, this should be interesting. Tell me more.
So this case really highlights the stealth and persistence of some of these cyber attacks.
Okay.
The attackers in this instance were able to operate undetected within Mizuno USA's network for 2 whole months.
2 months?
Yeah, imagine that. 2 months of silently siphoning off sensitive data.
That's a long time to go unnoticed. They must have been pretty sophisticated.
Right. 2 months. That's not a quick in and out job.
No, it sounds like they were setting up shop.
These hackers were basically setting up shop.
Yeah.
And making themselves comfortable in Mizuno USA's systems.
Unsettling, to say the least.
It's unsettling to think about what they could have gotten their hands on in that time.
You got that right. Who knows what kind of damage they could have done.
And what they got their hands on is quite concerning.
I bet. What did they manage to steal?
They stole files containing personal information, including social security numbers and financial data.
Oh, wow. That's the kind of information that can really hurt people. Identity theft, financial ruin, the list goes on.
Exactly. We're talking about the kind of information that could be used for identity theft, financial fraud, all sorts of nasty things.
It's a nightmare scenario for anyone caught up in this.
It's a nightmare scenario for anyone who had their data compromised in this breach. And what makes it even worse is the delayed discovery.
Oh, no.
So the breach itself happened between August and October of 2024. But Mizuno USA didn't even realize they had been compromised until November.
So they were in the dark for quite a while. That just gives the attackers more time to cover their tracks and make things harder to investigate.
Right. It's like trying to solve a puzzle where half the pieces are missing.
I can imagine.
To make matters even more interesting, the Bianlian ransomware gang has claimed responsibility for the attack.
Bianlian. Interesting.
Although Mizuno USA hasn't officially confirmed or released many details about the incident.
So it's still a bit of a mystery then. But Bianlian, that's a name we've been hearing more and more lately.
Right. Bianlian is a group we've been keeping our eye on. They've been making waves in this cybercrime world.
Yeah.
And their tactics have been evolving.
It seems like they're always one step ahead, always trying new things.
This isn't their first rodeo either. You're right. This actually isn't Mizuno USA's first encounter with ransomware either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were hit back in 2022, which raises some red flags.
I see what you mean. If they've been hit before, it suggests there might be some underlying security issues that haven't been addressed, like leaving the front door unlocked after a break-in.
Right. Does this suggest there might be some underlying security vulnerabilities that keep making them a target for these attacks?
It's a valid question, and it's something security researchers will undoubtedly be looking into.
Yeah, for sure. Now, here's where Bianlian's tactics get really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears.
They've actually shifted their focus away from the traditional ransomware approach of encrypting files and demanding a ransom to unlock them.
So what are they doing now?
Instead, they're going straight for the data theft and extortion.
So they're cutting out the middleman, so to speak.
Exactly.
Instead of scrambling to decrypt your files, you're now facing the potential fallout of having your sensitive information plastered all over the internet.
It's like they're cutting out the middleman and going straight for the maximum impact.
A bold move, but it seems to be working for them.
So instead of scrambling to decrypt your files, you're now facing the potential fallout of having your sensitive information plastered all over the internet.
A very real threat indeed.
Exactly. And it highlights the need for a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity. It's not just about preventing attacks. It's also about minimizing the damage when an attack does occur.
Absolutely. It's like having a fire escape plan. You hope you never have to use it, but if you do, you need to be prepared.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into these three cyber attack stories, I think it's clear that we're dealing with a constantly evolving threat landscape.
You've got that right.
The attackers are getting smarter, more sophisticated,
yeah,
and more persistent.
It's a constant arms race. The bad guys are always looking for new ways to exploit vulnerabilities, and we need to stay vigilant to stay ahead of them.
Absolutely.
We've seen how they're exploiting vulnerabilities in everyday devices like phones, how they're targeting large organizations with devastating ransomware attacks, and how they're shifting their tactics to maximize their impact. It's a lot to take in, but it's crucial information for anyone who wants to stay safe in the digital world.
It's a lot to take in, but it's important to stay informed, to understand the threats, and to take steps to protect ourselves,
yeah,
both as individuals and as organizations.
I completely agree. Knowledge is power in this game. The more we know about the threats, the better prepared we'll be to defend against them.
And that brings us to a crucial question for our listeners. As we navigate this ever-changing cyber landscape, what can we do to stay ahead of the curve and safeguard ourselves against these increasingly sophisticated attacks?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It feels like we're in a constant arms race. But don't worry, we'll dig into some practical steps you can take to protect yourself after the break.
We'll be right back after a short break.
It is a big question.
Right, it feels like a constant arms race.
Yeah.
With the bad guys always trying to outsmart the good guys.
Yeah, it is a great analogy. And honestly, that's a big part of why cybersecurity is such a fascinating field.
Right.
It's constantly evolving, demanding that we adapt and innovate to stay one step ahead.
Yeah.
But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. There are definitely steps we can take to protect ourselves.
So let's get practical. Where do we even begin?
Well, awareness is key. We need to stay informed about the latest threats and vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Think of it like checking the weather forecast before you leave the house. You want to know what you're up against so you can dress appropriately, right?
Right.
In the digital world, that means staying up to date on security news, subscribing to security blogs, or even listening to podcasts like this one.
Hey, that's a great idea. You know, it's funny how we often think of cybersecurity as this super technical thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of it comes down to basic common sense, just like checking the weather.
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't walk around with your wallet hanging out of your back pocket.
Right.
We need to be smart about our online behavior.
Yeah.
Use strong passwords. Be cautious about clicking links or opening attachments from unknown senders.
Right.
And be mindful of what information you share online.
It's all about being aware of the potential risks.
Yeah.
And taking those small but important steps to mitigate them.
Absolutely. And on an organizational level, it's crucial to have robust security measures in place.
Okay.
This includes things like firewalls, intrusion detection systems,
what?
And regular security assessments. It's also important to have a plan in place for responding to incidents should they occur.
So it's not just about preventing attacks,
right,
but also about being prepared for when those attacks inevitably happen.
Precisely.
It's like having a fire escape plan for your home.
Exactly. And just as you'd practice your fire escape plan,
right,
organizations need to regularly test their incident response plans to make sure they're effective.
So it sounds like a combination of staying informed, practicing good cyber hygiene, and having strong security measures in place can go a long way in protecting ourselves in this ever-changing digital landscape.
It certainly does. And remember, cybersecurity is a shared responsibility.
Right.
We all have a role to play in keeping ourselves and our data safe.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from hijacked phones to ransomware gangs to data extortion.
It has been quite a journey.
It's a lot to digest, but hopefully our listeners are walking away with a better understanding of the threats out there. and the steps they can take to stay safe.
I hope so, too. It's been a pleasure exploring these stories with you and our listeners.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this cyber adventure. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe in the digital world.
Couldn't said it better myself.
This is Cyber Mornings Daily, signing off.
It is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right, it feels like. It feels like a constant arms race.
It's a great analogy, and honestly, that's a big part of why cybersecurity is such a fascinating field.
Yeah.
It's constantly evolving, demanding that we adapt and innovate to stay one step ahead.
Right.
But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. There are definitely steps we can take to protect ourselves.
So let's get practical. Where do we even begin?
Well, awareness is key. We need to stay informed about the latest threats and vulnerabilities.
Right.
Think of it like checking the weather forecast before you leave the house.
Yeah.
You want to know what you're up against.
Yeah.
So you can dress appropriately, right?
Right.
In the digital world, that means staying up to date on security news, subscribing to security blogs, or even listening to podcasts like this one.
Hey, that's a great idea. You know, it's funny how we often think of cybersecurity as this super technical thing, but a lot of it comes down to basic common sense.
Exactly.
Just tracking the weather.
And just like you wouldn't walk around with your wallet hanging out of your back pocket.
Right.
We need to be smart about our online behavior.
Yeah.
Use strong passwords. Be cautious about clicking links or opening attachments from unknown senders.
Right.
And be mindful of what information you share online.
It's all about being aware of the potential risks.
Yeah.
And taking those small but important steps to mitigate them.
Absolutely. And on an organizational level, it's crucial to have robust security measures in place.
Okay.
This includes things like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and regular security assessments.
Right.
It's also important to have a plan in place for responding to incidents.
Right.
Should they occur.
So it's not just about preventing attacks.
Yeah.
But also about being prepared for when those attacks inevitably happen.
Precisely.
It's like having a fire escape plan for your home.
Exactly. And just as you'd practice your fire escape plan,
right.
Organizations need to regularly test their incident response plans to make sure they're effective.
So it sounds like a combination of staying informed, practicing good cyber hygiene, and having strong security measures in place can go a long way in protecting ourselves in this ever-changing digital landscape.
It certainly does. And remember, cybersecurity is a shared responsibility.
Right.
We all have a role to play in keeping ourselves and our data safe.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from hijacked phones to ransomware gangs to data extortion.
It has been quite the journey.
It's a lot to digest, but hopefully our listeners are walking away with a better understanding of the threats out there and the steps they can take to stay safe.
I hope so, too. It's been a pleasure exploring these stories with you and our listener.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this cyber adventure. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe in the digital world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This is Cyber Mornings Daily, signing off.